What's up, everybody? You see, it's live now. You got it?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Kiss and Tell with your boy Good Life Russ and Miss Shariah Louise. Look at you.
I know,
right? It's been a while.
It's been, what, 2 years?
I think so, yeah. It don't feel like it, though.
Nah, it feels like we just took a little mini break. Life got the life in.
Yeah, it did. It's dead. You you ready to be messy?
What level of mess are we going with today?
I just feel like I feel like it's gonna become messy no matter what we do.
Let's if it leads to messiness, then it's okay.
All right,
but if it don't, keep your feature inside. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm gonna try to keep it as classy as possible.
You're lying, but carry on.
For the people in the back.
I smell bullshit.
So this is a show we gonna bring y'all. It's going to be late night talk vibes. But we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. Yeah. Miss Bonnet over there.
Not too much.
But we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. All right. Let's start off with the relationship question. Because we need to establish what is dating before we even get to the relationship. We got to know what's dating.
Well, that's hard because everybody's definition of dating is different. So the real question is, what's your definition of dating?
Man, I think it depends on the person. I think dating is subjective to who you're doing it with. I think y'all have to define what dating is. But for me, is getting to know you. You know what I mean? It's doing things I wouldn't just do with anybody. So going out to eat ain't a date for me. I think I was just going to get food.
No, that's everyday life.
I think dates are something out of the ordinary, but also special. Something you don't do with everybody. And then dating, I think it's just figuring out if y'all compatible or not.
Okay.
What you think it is?
You just gave me like the nigga answer without it being the nigga answer. So yeah. Let me decode all that bullshit. Cause you giving baby clean answers. I guess we're gonna get it. So when you're dating, do you date other people?
If that's the consensus with whoever I'm dating, yeah, absolutely. But I think people don't make that clear in the beginning when they so-called, I don't even think people acknowledge that they're dating. I think they just make the move on each other and then one day it's like, all right, this is what we doing.
See, I go through a process.
Give them the game. What's the process?
Let's go into girl world. Let's decode girl world for a minute.
Okay.
let's think like, well, first of all, I'm not an average girl, so how I think and how other girls think is gonna be a little different. But for me, I do the talking stage. I like to call that the pre-interview process.
Okay.
But just because we in the talking stage, no, I'm not talking to other people until a nigga be like, let's talk. I'm still going to talk to other people.
What is let's talk?
Like, I only want to talk to you. I only want to deal with you then. Okay, then that's cool. So
exclusive?
Dating, yeah, exclusive talking and dating. You know, whatever terminology you want to use.
Yeah. Have you noticed that that's changed the relationship depending on how y'all started in the dating process? Has that had anything to do with how the relationship went?
Yes. It can go one or two ways with that shit. Sometimes, but it also depends on what type of nigga you dealing with, because some niggas can respect it that you're going to be honest and blunt. Some niggas is like, but baby, I just match energy over here. Okay. I'm a real ass bitch. Okay. Because you're not going to tell me as a man that I'm the only girl you're talking to. Baby, you're not going to bullshit me. No.
So what if you is the only girl? How do women look at that? Is that a red flag?
It's not a red flag for me. If I am the only girl, then cool. But 9 out of 10, bitch, you're lying. Because my phone number's not even saved in that motherfucking phone. And
You out of control.
you know I'm telling the truth.
I can neither confirm nor deny. Nah, you telling the truth, but I think that's this new generation because I don't save numbers either. I
I mean,
just,
I don't either. I do a 30-day
I'm not
process.
gonna save it till I'm taking you serious.
I do a 30-day process, and even then, sometimes it just be up in the air.
Yeah, I wonder where how that all started too. Like, who was the first one to start playing games in a relationship? Then everybody was just like, all right, this is what we doing.
I'm just gonna say Future came out. When Future first came out, the niggas went crazy. They took
I
notes.
think it's the fantasy of it. A lot of men wouldn't know what to do with multiple women. They wouldn't know what to do with a lot of girls.
They don't, but a lot of they don't, but they try to act like they do. It's like niggas want their cake and eat it too. They want a main course and an extra side. And a dessert and a biscuit.
Okay, and a biscuit.
And a biscuit.
I mean, you can't get the combo without all of that. I
Yes,
feel like
sir.
some people too, when it comes to dating, they settle. I think people are afraid to ask for what they want in dating.
I feel like men are more afraid to say what they want.
I can see that. I can
Because
see that.
they don't know how a female's gonna take it. Because some females gonna
It's the
be like,
slippery slope too, because sometimes as a man, I just be trying to say hi to people and they think I'm trying to talk to them or come on to them. Like, sis, I just want
which is true.
the
This is true.
time. Like, I just
But
want the time.
you have to get, I feel like men don't give us the option. Like, let me have the choice of being the Lulu. Or if I want to put myself in that situation, give me the courtesy of
What
picking or
mindset
choosing.
are you in when you putting yourself in that situation?
Oh, back then, delusional as fuck. Delusional as fuck. Now, bitch, try me.
Are you hopeful in those dating? Have you ever just dated just because just to be
I
dating
did like,
somebody? Or does
let me
every
use code
date like,
name.
all
Let me
right,
use
we could
code
be
name.
together one
Let me
day?
use code. Let me use code name because that's saying names is messy as fuck
Yeah, we
out
ain't
here.
gonna air nobody out. They say your
But
secret's safe with us, strangers.
you're funny as fuck. But hey, yeah, when I was messing with this Aquarius, I was delusional as fuck, heavy on the
Okay.
ass fuck part. Like in my
You
head, I was just
delusional in what way?
like I
You
just had hope,
expected
like.
more out of the situation, or you thought boy was something he wasn't?
No, expected more of the situation. Thought I was the only one delusional as fuck. Like,
Oh yeah, you thugging.
couldn't do no wrong.
Here you go.
But that's still like that's still my homie to this day. Like,
So is them learning experiences for you, or do you take that shit to heart?
for me, with that situation, it definitely was a learning experience. It did turn my savage up. I ain't even gonna lie, baby. I ain't been caught slacking since.
Where do you like going into the next relationship? Does that baggage come with you, or is it a clean slate?
It don't come with me, but now I'm more aware. Okay, I notice everything now. I put two and two, baby. I'm the motherfucking FBI, CSI, motherfucking criminal minds in this bitch now. I notice everything.
And that'd be a slippery slope sometimes, because sometimes when I used to date and then date someone else, I'm just over aware. I'm kind of guarded a
Yeah,
little bit. You
you're
know what I
more
mean?
guarded and stuff, but now everything is like a,
Yeah.
two plus
And
two
it's.
plus two is four, but bitch, you added 2 plus 2 as 8. So it's a hard thing. But back then I was more in my masculine slash hurt world.
Oh, you was a dog.
No. I'm not gonna say I was a dog, but it definitely turned me into a savage. The aftermath turned me into a little savage. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I definitely became a bitch after that.
You was a no limit soldier. That's what men be calling these tough women now, the no limit soldiers.
Yeah. But over time, like but for me though, it took me reaching out to him, having a conversation with him, and then I healed. Oh, like shit. We needed to heal. Like I needed to personally heal from that situation. Yeah. But once I did, it kind of tapped me into my little soft side just a little bit.
I like that for you though.
But niggas got to make us comfortable to put us in our feminine side. Because a lot of y'all niggas is not y'all little sassy pants, little Drakey Drake out here.
Yeah, men in a soft era.
Yeah, which is fine. I'm definitely fine with men being in their soft era. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't question why I'm in my masculine era and you in your soft era.
Right. So where have you had more? Somebody said something to your biscuit comment.
I can't see no comments on my thing.
It just say and the biscuit.
y'all want the main girl at home, good. Don't go out to the club and nothing. But then y'all want to go to the motherfucking club with the big booty bitches, and bring home a motherfucking biscuit.
Yeah. And I hear the club, man, ain't nothing out in them clubs for me. The club ain't everybody's scene, man.
Definitely not mine, baby. I'm tired.
I used to just go out. If I wasn't promoting, I would go out to shake hands, have a couple drinks, just make an appearance and go home.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I ain't about to be in here on the bar, drunk, going crazy, doing shit I ain't gonna remember.
But I also feel like relationship nowadays is ghetto as fuck. I'm just gonna say it. I don't know.
I would agree. I don't think there's any boundaries anymore in relationships.
Oh, so I don't think, first of all, I feel like the word relationship lost its meaning in today's society.
Yeah.
The relationship now are ghetto as fuck because it's a contract to me. It's not about pure intentions no more. It's just about what you can do for the motherfucking person. And that's not real to me. Like, what happened to the Love Jones? No, Love and Basketball. No, Love and Basketball is a terrible example. Love Jones kind of, you know, like real vibe. Now it's just
a ticket. Back in those times, people had to work for it. Somebody pointed that out to me the other day too. Like, dating's different for people because they got cell phones now. Like, back in the day, we had the house phone or ours dating. I would see you once every 2 weeks. Or at school type. You know what I mean?
You better hope we went to the same school. If not, yeah. I'll see you Saturday at the movies at this time.
But I kind of didn't like dating people at the same school. That's kind of like dating people at your job.
Baby, I've never done that, and I never will.
You never dated nobody at your job?
Fuck no, because I got a seat.
You ain't been as toxic as I thought you were.
I'm not.
I could have sworn you would have.
I can tell you my most toxic thing I've done, and that's probably like... But I'm not toxic. You, because you know me, you probably my behavior, but I'm really not a toxic girl. I'm really like a little soft air girl. But just don't play on my motherfucking top, nigga.
But there's no telling with women. Y'all will be super cold to one nigga and super soft with the next.
It depends on what energy that nigga gives me. Because like out of my friends, I never slash tires. I never destroy a nigga's property. I never put my hands on a nigga. But have I thought about it? Plenty of motherfucking times. Plenty of times. Never called the police on a nigga. Never sent a nigga to jail. None of that. But have I thought about it? Yes.
And we gotta stop demonizing people for just thinking about the act.
But I ain't never do it, though. I ain't never do it. But the most toxic thing I ever did, and I know it's toxic because this, when I say this shit, if there's niggas on here, they're probably gonna be like, "Oh, this bitch cold-blooded," but I don't give a fuck. Okay, now don't give a fuck. Don't regret it. Not all.
Talk your shit.
I erase his my player career on 2K.
Yeah, that's diabolical, man. Every time you say that to me, I just get a chill down my spine. I wouldn't even know what to do if somebody deleted my shit.
And the only reason I did that, and I told my friends, I said, if I broke 2K, went in fucking bean shit, because I bought the motherfucking game. The game, once the game downloaded on the system, they good. You got hurt on where it fucking hurts. That player working on them stacks, building that motherfucker, playing 2K on their friends, getting up there in the career points, that shit, that's gonna be the shit that hurt a nigga. So
I wouldn't know what to do. I'ma hurt something you love. I'ma flush your Mac down the toilet.
Maybe I can go to the store and get that right away.
See, I'm gonna have to find something else then. It's gonna be different.
You gonna be on customer service trying to get your player back.
I gotta find something you love and destroy it. Yeah, y'all don't know how much time go into that. Into that micro.
I watched plenty of times.
Yeah, that ain't it.
That's why I thought about that. I watched that scene.
You get it. You, they said in the comments, does dating someone from your job make you toxic?
I don't think it makes you toxic, but I feel like that puts you in a toxic situation because, like, for me, I'm a bartender. So, like, talking to people, flirting with people, like, that's how I'm going to get my test. That's, you know, I got to do what I got to do. But I just feel like I personally can't work with somebody I date because one, I don't like to be under the person all the time and see you all the time. I want to be able to miss you. But I feel like if we work together, nigga, why the fuck your hair look like that today? Like, I'm going to start nitpicking shit.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, like, I'm going to start nitpicking because we're to each other too much. Like, I'm supposed to go to work and then get off and spend time with you. Nigga, no. Pick your poison.
Right.
For
right.
me personally.
That's my style too. I can't do too much time.
I can't do too much you. I'm not a clean bitch.
I do like the aspect of missing somebody.
Right.
I think it helps whatever when y'all come back. You feel me? It helps the energy and the vibe.
Yeah, and I'm not a clingy bitch.
Yeah, like I like tell that.
Not too much.
In a good way.
I like to be under you, but I don't like to be under you. Like, go have your boy time and do what you gotta do. But for me personally as a female, I can't work with my nigga. Like, I'm not the motherfucker that's gonna keep tabs on you. I'm not gonna go through your phone because I'm not gonna be Summer. I'm not about to make myself Summer Walker cry down the motherfucking wall.
Chill on Summer.
I love Summer, but I'm not about to. I love Summer. I love Summer down. Okay, like that's my bitch.
Just be loving hard.
But I am not about to go through your phone. Searching for some shit and have my ass slide into the wall listening to her. No, baby. If it's meant for me.
That slide down the wall be brutal.
Baby, been there, done that. It's deep as fuck, okay? Because I'm going to go from Summer Walker to Lil Baby, emotionally scarred. So, you know, baby, we not going to do that. If it's meant for me to find out, it's going to come to me.
Yeah, but I think it's underrated having a perfect balance of clingy and just to yourself.
But I also think
that's a flex.
But I also think social media made it hard to.
Made it hard to what?
To be in a relationship. Because people like me, I don't care if you get likes on your social media. Social media, that you post, you get likes. That's what you're supposed to do. But some people are insecure and they don't like that shit. They're going to be like, who's this person? Who's that person? Me, I don't give a fuck. As long as you're not entertaining it, that inbox remains talking to themselves, I don't give a fuck.
So this is something we got to dissect for men. How do we know when to take y'all's flirting serious? Because a lot of women just be, they'll flirt with you in the inbox and it ain't going no further than that.
See.
I want to help these men out here wasting their time in these inboxes.
See, I can't decode too much girl math. I can't spill too much girl shit. But y'all got to get your spidey senses together.
I don't have these problems.
Y'all got.
I just act mean as hell, and then if they like it, I'm like, oh, you must be crazy. All right, cool. Let's see where this goes.
You
just
gotta be able to read between the lines with females.
Y'all special. I mean that in a lot of different ways. And I think a lot of men get tripped up over the fantasy of women. Even in relationships, I think sometimes men just expect y'all to be fantastic, like a Disney princess.
But we're not perfect because in my head, I thought I was gonna be married by 25 and with a kid and all that little princess Cinderella shit. It's not
Yeah.
realistic. Females fuck up. Females, we're the most toxic. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. We're the most toxic. Okay. We're fucking batshit crazy, but we live off emotions. Like, females are built off of emotions. That's why with the whole friends with benefits and shit, a lot of females can't do it because they get
But they already
emotionally
be
tied.
doing
They get, but sometimes they get emotionally tied to it, just depending on
I get what
the
you're saying. Yeah.
nigga. We can do it for so long, but then at the end of the day, feelings and all types of other shit gonna come into play for females.
So do you, I'm not gonna ask for you to speak for all women, but just a general sense of women. Do women even want friends with benefits? Is that something like they feel pressured that men want, or do women really want shit like that?
Nowadays, I'm gonna say some women are more comfortable with having sneaky link friends with benefit, however you want to call it, whatever terminology you want to use, situationships. But once again, it depends on the female. It depends where she's at in life mentally. If she's like just over relationships, she's mentally out of it, or if she's healing or trying not to heal, or just forget for the time being.
Just having fun type.
Just
I
yeah, just
don't have
having
no
fun.
problem with people living their life. I just want people to be honest about, you feel me?
Yeah, but I also feel like men don't give. I feel like if it was you wouldn't get judged as hard as I would
Oh,
being a
absolutely not.
female. So like
But
when you
men are
say,
usually honest. Men are usually sneaking around because it's fun. Like, they're not
but
doing
like,
that to marry their side chick. Like, they like sneaking around.
yeah, but for me, I'm going to ask a nigga like, so look, what are we friends? Benefits, we situationship, we just, we see each other in public, we act like we don't know each other, and then we text each other when we at the crib. Like,
That's a slippery slope for me, for men. It's a slippery slope.
but once again, I want
Because
you to
women
give me
always
that
say, just
option.
tell me what you want. Like, you don't want to
But
hear
for
that.
me, I don't want to hear it because I'm going to tell you the same shit. Like,
Yeah, but
listen.
you're a unicorn. You don't count. We talking about the average woman.
No, the average female, she. So this is the thing. We want to hear the truth, but we don't want to hear the truth.
That sounds insane.
It's insane, but like we want to hear it, but mentally, we want to hear it. In
Yeah.
our hearts, we don't want to hear that shit.
Okay.
But at the end of
Yeah,
the
that's
day,
along the lines of Future. Future said, you don't gotta lie to a girl that like you, she gonna lie to herself.
and I like I said, we'll play delusional who for who the fuck we want to play. Baby, when I say I will play, I played a delusional bitch for about 2 years. Delusional as fuck.
Hey,
Delulu.
men do it too. Men do it all
Not really.
the time. Hey,
Not
Cap.
really.
A lot of these
Not
men be lying on their body and what they
when
already doing.
y'all real like if y'all find out your girl's cheating, then yeah, y'all might get a little delusional. Like, she'll never do it. Like, she'll
That's
never
only
know.
the in peripheral for men. That's just it's just the principle of it. Men don't like looking dumb, so men don't
But y'all
like
made us
other
look dumb
men being
first.
able to say they slept with your girl.
Yeah, but y'all made us look dumb first.
It
But once
ain't even
again,
about the act. It's more so about their
the
ego.
principle of saying your
Yeah.
not your nigga, but somebody But once again, give us. I just want niggas for 2024. Keep it real with a bitch, and just let us have the option because you never know. Women are way more open these days.
I agree to that 100%. I agree. And I
You
think a lot
never
of
know.
men are still living in the fear of like how they grew up and being afraid to ask the girl out on the playground because she gonna, you feel me? Like,
I
a
just
lot
feel
of
like
men still
men still don't
scared
know
of.
how to. I just feel like men, like our generation of men, I feel like they just don't know how to communicate. Because when we were younger, men speaking their emotions and stuff like that wasn't allowed. But.
Yeah. But I don't know. A lot of times for me, like, I don't really approach like the people I dated and it went well, it just kind of happened. You feel me? Like
It
I
was like a
didn't,
natural vibe and everything.
yeah, like I didn't approach them. We just both was kind of like, all right,
But
here we
they
are.
were speaking your love language without them
Oh,
knowing it,
for sure,
probably.
for sure. I'll
See?
pay attention to how people treat other people. That to me is us dating. Like when we out in public, If you treating the waiter crazy, like, we done. We ain't doing nothing else. I already see how you move. You talking to your kids crazy? I'm cool. I don't even want to know nothing else about you.
But you're dating? Think
people got away from those standards with dating. They start dating based on status and money and if they funny
or not. It's the status part. Heavy on the status part.
Yeah. They trying to date for clout. But people be friends for clout. I had so many friends just trying, you feel me? I had to cut them loose just because of that. Like, I feel like you telling people my life is your life.
But that's when I say again, dating has become so motherfucking ghetto. And now, I don't know, I feel like not all females, but some females, like when these lists and stuff come out, they made it for hard. They made it hard for girls like me. Because, bitch, what the fuck you mean the movies in a day or Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah. I hate like, saying bitch, that a lot. That's even a topic.
Like, bitch, I can go to Cheesecake Factory. I want my avocado motherfucking egg rolls.
Hey, I love Cheesecake Factory. Shout out Cheesecake Factory.
Bro, avocado egg rolls and cauliflower tacos.
I'm just glad we're making baby steps because I remember we used to be talking about the $200 date for like 100 years. Like, I'm like, why are we still talking about this?
Bro, I just seen today that a girl said all her debts have to be $100 minimum.
I feel like those are people who don't date often and don't get hit up. Like, yeah, those standards are insane.
I said, bitch, you must not be able to cook or something because that shit. But I feel like females like that, like, so do you take the nigga out on a date or something? Like, it has to be a give and, like, you have to give. It has to be a give and take thing when it comes to shit like this. Like, niggas want to be treated to just like bitches want to be treated to.
Oh, 100%. And I seen that post online today, like, men and women. It says, stop sending people $1,000 who ain't got $1,000 for you. You know what I mean? Like, and that's real. And I think a lot of people are trying to love people into loving them. Or they trying to buy people into paying for them. You feel me?
I feel like they're trying to buy love.
You got to find somebody that want to do those things for you.
If it happens, it happens. If it don't, keep it fucking pushing. You know? It's not that necessary. What has to be like, you know, a list for everything. Because I just seen a list too of the type of niggas not to date.
I love when they do a list of the most toxic zodiacs. I'm always in tier one or two.
So what's your
what's my what? I don't got no list. I don't got no preference. I date off vibes. You know what I mean? I hate when people even ask me like what's my type. Like, I don't have no type. My type is we got a vibe. If we can't vibe, we ain't doing nothing.
Okay. So this is my thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, the zodiac signs is a thing for me. Like, you know, I got my zodiac signs I don't like. I'm just going to go ahead and say Leo at the top of my August. Let me
wait a minute, but we got a differentiate. We talking about all signs or men or women's side?
We're the niggas. It's the niggas for me. August.
Because my signs change depending on if it's a man or a woman that I don't click with.
Yeah. So August male Leos for me is a hell to the motherfucking up. Bitch be gone. Like, not going. Like, baby. We're just not gonna do that.
And you gotta enlighten them on what your sign is.
A real nigga sign, birthday today, big dog Aquarius.
Hey, biggest Aquarius. Big birthday in the building.
Biggest Aquarius.
Hey.
Not the little one, the capital A. Okay. But for me, Leo's you know how I feel about Scorpios. It's a love hate thing with them.
Men's Scorpios?
Yes, we had this talk before. Often.
Stop it.
And then them lying ass motherfucking Libras. Mm-hmm. Them lying ass motherfucking Libras.
The Libras?
Followed up by the Cancer. Toxic.
What was I thinking? So you said Libras?
Libras, yeah. But I've been trying to go off energies and stuff. Like, I feel like So do you, us being in our 30s or whatever, do you still have like a type? That's like, do you still have a type in 2024? Like your little list of.
Oh, like those things?
Yeah.
Not really, just because I've edited that list so much.
And see, I don't, like, I say I don't, but I do. Because now my thing is like, for me, communication. Like, if you're a man that can't communicate, it's gonna piss me off and turn me off. Like, I used to not be able to, I used to not communicate when it comes to relationships and just certain stuff in my personal life. I used to have nigga ways. Like, you know that. I used to be like, okay. Like, I K you, okay, you, baby. You send me a paragraph, you know, I'm gonna pick what I want to respond to, just like y'all niggas do. So, learn from the best.
I'd be doing that 'cause just to diffuse the situation. 'Cause
But now
you
my
know how
thing
that
is
goes. Sometimes you'll read something somebody said, and the first thing you think to say ain't probably what you should say.
yeah, but now like communication is a thing with me. Like, are you gonna be able to understand my love language? I feel like as I got older, my list of what I like in a man has changed. So I don't really go based off looks and none of that shit no more. But I feel like social media made a new standard when it comes to dating. So I feel like that's like the objective for a lot of people these days is the social media standard.
Yeah. And I think it should be based on your life. Like, if you got kids, you should be looking for a good mother or a good father.
Yeah.
You don't work, you look at somebody at work. You don't ever be at home, look for somebody to hold down the house. You know what I mean? But I think, like you said, people are dating for status. They're dating for things that don't really translate romantically. Because what I would say is the romance left relationships. The romance left dating. Courting is different than dating.
You ain't never
A lot
like,
of
and I
people don't
feel
know what
like,
courting is.
but I feel like when you get into that relationship in that stage of dating, I feel like niggas stop courting females.
From my experience, they stop wanting it.
And then females stop doing those things that they did to get the nigga. Not like saying like, you know, you gotta dress sexy all the time, more and like, you know, be spontaneous and stuff. But I just feel like
I think
it's a
both
mutual
sides was
stop.
bamboozled. Like, women were told at one point, find a man that's gonna open your car door. That don't make him a good dude all around.
No, because nigga, I feel like just, I'm not even gonna lie. I just feel like you should do that regardless. Don't give a fuck if you just
Don't
fuck with
open
the nigga.
doors, man. Y'all some no limit soldiers. I don't
I
open
know
doors.
your ass fucking don't. But for
You got
me,
it.
yeah, baby.
You a strong
Not
black woman. You got it.
no. Open this motherfucking door.
I don't want to do things other people do. That's not romantic to
But
me.
see,
Like, I'm the type of man to rub your feet because I know people are not doing that. But two, it feel good.
I like that old school shit mixed with that new school shit.
Yeah.
So like I'm in public, I need you to be yourself as niggas. Behind the door, you can thug it out. That's fine. You can be yourself behind the door. I need a good balance, my nigga.
Men different too. This is why relationships gotta travel. A man gonna treat you like a queen out of town.
I
Holding
feel
hands the whole nine.
maybe that's
The
not
whole
always true.
nine.
That's not always true.
He must not be out of towner, big dog. He ain't he don't
Who?
travel out of 270 too frequently.
Oh,
The man who ain't treating you like that out of town.
man, I don't. Me go out of town with a nigga. Look, man, I don't got time for that shit.
It'd be
You
too
gonna have
hot in
to.
the city. I ain't trying to run into
You gonna have
nobody
to.
you know.
But then, cause you okay, future. But I'm gonna have
Exes
to.
is weird. I ain't got time to be doing nobody's
That is
weird
true.
ass ex.
But I'm a private person. See, I'm a private person too. So like, I feel like the places I would want to go, I won't bump into nobody. So my
Hopefully.
worry game is like.
How my dating ended, you wouldn't even know if we talked.
Maybe.
They gonna go so hard to ignore us, you wouldn't even know. But I usually tell just like, yeah, we used to date.
I hit a whole pregnancy. You don't think I can hide a nigga? Get the
Ghetto, man.
That's not ghetto. That is private. Protecting my privacy and my peace of mind.
I mean, I get it. I feel you. It's still ghetto,
I mean, cause I'm not gonna say like I hide the whole relationship, like no face, no case. Like I'm for real, no face, no case. But I feel like once I let the world in, or at least see a glimpse of the face, that's when the negativity and like, you know, all y'all's hoes gonna start popping up in the inbox and shit. I don't got time for that, cause I'm not that type of bitch.
Yeah. And that's for me, is that's when it's too much. But I think those are types of relationships.
It
I've
is
never
types of
had nobody
relationship, but
bust
it's.
out my windows or slash my tires.
But it's. I told you. I keep saying I ain't never done that shit. But y'all 2K, baby. I can work at Xbox and a PS. Pick your poison with me.
You diabolical.
Call of Duty, Warzone, wherever the fuck that shit. Minecraft, wherever the shit is. So the memory gonna go bye bye fucking with me.
Yeah, you diabolical.
I never.
But I get
But
it.
your
You got
ass
four
be in this house.
fire.
But your ass be in this house starting over again.
You a bully.
Not a bully.
Can
I'm a
we call it
realist.
that?
I'm a realist.
Yeah, all right. Whatever you want to call it, we're gonna call it that.
But I also think when it comes to dating too, females don't give y'all a safe haven to talk. So I feel like
Yeah.
that's why y'all don't like to talk to us. Like, I feel like if y'all did decide to express yourself or just say, oh, this is what I want, or hey, I feel like we need to spice some things up, I feel like y'all feel like we wouldn't take it well and we don't give you that safe place to let you know. Because, you know, things happen. Sometimes you gotta spice it up,
Yeah.
sometimes you gotta.
How, what is spicing it up for you? What are things men can do to spice it up?
What are females things to do?
Oh shit, easy. I'll start off.
You can
Men
go ahead.
just men like when women take an interest in what they doing.
Okay.
It could be something small, it could be
Like sitting
something
and
big.
watching 2K, watching you play 2K or watching the games with you.
Yeah, but not even just at watching, but asking about it. You know what I mean? Showing an
Like
interest.
taking real interest.
Yeah, like I'm the type of nigga you watch Love and Hip Hop, I'm gonna be asking who the characters and what's going on. I might not watch every episode,
I mean,
but
you're
I'm
gonna be
at
watching
least,
Love
you
and Hip
feel me,
Hop by
act like
yourself,
I'm in it.
cause I'm gonna be watching the motherfucking the Swift Bow get irritated.
Lucky for me, I don't watch football like that.
Yeah.
I think too, men want sometimes women to just be deliberate with their intentions. Like,
I
tell
feel
that
like
motherfucker
sometimes
what
y'all
the
just want
plans
us to
are.
be there. I feel like sometimes y'all don't even care if we fall asleep while y'all playing the game. Goku next to you, y'all
Yeah.
good.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we get to have that same thing going. Like, sometimes men want to be clingy, sometimes they want to be distant.
Yeah. But I feel with y'all, it's like a. Y'all want to be clingy when y'all sick because y'all act like fucking kids.
I need you to be my mom right now, big dog.
Yeah.
Make it happen. But shit, we be having to be y'all's dad too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Touche, my nigga.
Yeah.
Touche. But that's a
And I
given.
think
Like,
that's what relationships should be looking for, that equal balance. I think a lot of them are just lopsided, and that's why they falling apart.
yeah, like with me, I'm gonna. What I'm gonna. I tell niggas all the time. I'm spoiled. I'm a cry baby. I'm a brat.
Yeah.
And literally in that motherfucking order.
And there's, I'm sure there's men who love that.
And the word no does not exist to me in my
Oh,
world.
there it is. There goes the red flag waving.
No, at least
Hey,
I'm
at
honest
least you
about
know.
it.
I don't think that's a bad thing. For the right person, you're gonna hear no from me a lot. It's in general. But I like the word no. I like rejection. And I think there's another fundamental thing missing from relationships too. I seen this reel, and she was spitting, but she was basically talking about how relationships should have a representative for the other person. So like, if it's her mom, she defends the husband. You feel what I'm saying? When y'all have a
Sure.
difference. If it's his dad, he defends the wife when y'all have a difference. But y'all both have somebody that's on your side that represents your partner. And I don't think a lot of relationships got that.
But once again, that goes with the standard and having respect for your partner. A lot of people don't have that because a lot of these relationships is just for social media, they just contract. These relationships, a lot of people, so this is my thing. I personally feel like, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm turned off from marriage right now just because of the whole dating scene in a relationship scene. But I'm turned off because of the dating pool right now in a relationship pool. Like, I honestly just can't see myself with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, nigga, you gonna end up in a divorce, or it just gives, you're not serious. Like, I, as the character goes on, you know how you talk to people and you just start to see certain aspects. I'm like, no, I'm cool. Because I don't believe in divorce, nigga. You better go in room number two, shut the fuck up, play that game, and get your shit together, my nigga. Dinner be done at fucking 8.
Yeah, you old school for real.
Like, I'm not trying to get a divorce. Like, baby, I pay all this money for a wedding. You want me to fucking pay all this money for a divorce? Absolutely the fuck not.
It's going to be so much pink.
Yeah. No, since you won't be a smart ass, that's not my color. Thank you very much. Or my thing. But I also think...
Gotta be a smart ass. Episode 1. It's our first day back.
Oh, and what? But for me personally, I feel like love has lost... The word love lost its meaning. Like, the definition of love is different for everybody. Like, how I define love, a lot of other people don't define love. So that's what I've been learning too. Is like, if you can't speak my love language and like cater to mine, or like I just see your vibe or your energy off, I personally can't do that. I'm in this stage now where I just want a lot of peace and serenity around me.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's what happened to love and romance. They started to only be synonymous with good times or happy times. But to me, sometimes love is getting through the tough times. Sometimes romance is everything falling around us, but we still dancing in the living room. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it ain't always pretty.
And romance became straight sexual too. Like, it's just, that's not, you can go to, like, for me, you bring me a cup of Starbucks, that's romantic to me.
But I'll tell you why relationships became sex, because it lost the sensuality. People don't know how to be sensual no more.
It did, and people start finding, exploring themselves.
Sex is sensuality. That's why they're messing up.
But now, to me,
sex is just exercise. Sex is just an action. But there's so many other things that you can do before that makes it special.
Yeah, because if you look at me, like, if a nigga can look at me a certain way, oh, baby, I'm fucked the fuck on. Like, it's just not that. Like, you're going to be in my mind. Like, if you can get into my mind first, oh, you got some points. You got my 5 points. That's
how deep for niggas. When girls say something that we approve of, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hit that later. Yeah, Keep going at it.
Yeah, it's like, you're valid.
You know what I'm talking about, like that.
But for me, like, the definition of love lost its meaning. Relationships lost its meaning. And I just feel like nobody wants to date for marriage. So for me personally, marriage is just not, it's not in the universe for me right now.
And I think, and it's, I'm our okay generation. I know our generation knows these words aren't toxic or bad, but I think it was how they were presented to us. A lot of us had to redefine a lot of these words because we grew up and realized, like, damn, this is toxic.
But also, I'm at a point right now too, putting a title on it is just going to be, I feel like putting a title on something is just way more messier. It brings out so much stress. Like, when the vibe is cooling off, why do you need to put a title on it sometimes? Like, that's where I'm at right now.
I love that the world is finally seeing why I've always looked at the world this way. Like, I hate titles. People are starting to understand. Like, because to me, when you have a certain dynamic, the title speaks for itself. You know what I mean? Like, titles don't always validate what's going on. And I feel like a lot of times people are only focused on the title. But shit, Fabulous said that shit great. Like, the title ain't shit, the story don't match it. Like, you can call something whatever you want, but if it's not built like that, to me, it's what's the point? Like, who are you trying to impress, or what acceptance are you trying to receive? And I think relationships got to get back to the people instead of what we can show people that we're doing, or us trying to flex, us trying to be couples goals.
The couple goes so fucking unrealistic.
That shit is corny. And I ain't never seen one that either stayed together or that I really wanted to be like. Most times, what people are focusing on is their money or their house or, you feel me, their trips and shit they take. Anybody could do that stuff. But it's hard just being alone in a room with somebody and feeling them and conversating and being sensual. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't think we can see the
big dog, your picture.
Yeah, hold on. I had a baby real quick.
Oh, okay. You go. Yeah, you cool. You ain't got to.
But yeah, I just feel like relationships is hard. I just feel like people don't sit down and really talk and be like, what do you want out of a relationship? Like, mm-hmm. what three things are important to you when it comes to a relationship? For me, communication is definitely going to be heavy.
Yeah, that's number one for me.
Followed by loyalty and honesty. Then you're in a common fucking sense.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, I'm along the same lines. Things are just principled for me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even mind when people make mistakes. Just know what you're doing when you made the mistake. Like, be intentional with what you're doing. And a lot of people, like you said, they're following what they think couples' goals are. Are they trying to be Will and Jada?
A fucking joke.
Yeah, of course.
But then that comes with, you know, setting boundaries, you know. Like, I know, like, for me, I have a lot of male friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, me being a female, I know, like, a lot of niggas, some niggas aren't going to be okay with that. But really, like, I've always been one of the guys. So it's like, I just get along with guys better.
I've never cared about stuff like that. That was so weird to me when I was younger and I was dating. And they're just like, yeah, you can't have no female best friends. And all my friends are females. All my best friends have been females. You know what I mean? And shit, they were like my sisters. But I was young and I was breaking off a lot of those friendships for relationships that wasn't going nowhere. And that's when I realized a lot of us are making these kind of quick choices.
Yeah, I mean, of course, like, I won't talk to them as much because, you know, they feel like a certain way because, you know, you talk to your male friends or, you know, you know how many you get with the females.
Man.
Because it's sad. I don't have questions. I done got questions about some male friends before, and I'm like, it's not, it never gave that, like, you're tripping, like, not that at all, big dog.
I don't like it because it feels like insecurity to me. I like everything to be natural. I want somebody to be hitting me up because of how our dynamic is flowing.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? I don't want you to feel obligated to hit me up because of the title we have.
Yeah, because it's not that. It's not that.
Anybody can give you a title. But is they giving you time? Is they helping you heal? You know what I mean? Are they teaching you anything?
And that's another thing, too. These things got to
become people's foundation of dating, for me, in my opinion.
And that's another thing, too. Relationships have to be able to teach you stuff. In relationships, you have to be able to grow. Like, y'all have to be able to help each other grow.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I think that should even be in friendships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that should become a standard for people, but definitely baby steps for most people. Just start with the people closest to you. But I think that'll be a healthy standard. Just you don't got to tiptoe around conversations with people because you think they're going to offend you or insult you. You can just be yourself. And I think a lot of times relationships is combat. People are defending themselves, so it's hard to love that other person because they attack you with how they live.
Because they're scared of being themselves.
Exactly. But they're scared it might work out. they ain't never had nothing like this work out before.
Or also, it might just be, they're not healed themselves. So I feel like before dating, you need to be healed.
I agree. On your journey, working on healing, I definitely agree. But I don't believe in jumping from relationship to relationship.
No, taking a break is definitely needed because
And I didn't think that in my 20s. I hated breaks. But that's how jaded we be. Like, we'll go through a bad situation and then we'll put up these walls. And it'd be so easy, especially when you're young. It's easy to do that.
Next.
Yeah. And we don't realize until we wake up, however many years later, we done did this to like five people. You know what I mean? And that to me is your growth. It's wanting to do better, wanting to break that cycle and break that trend. And I think the best people for you, even on a friendship level, is people who accept that. They support that growth.
Yes. So, okay. Yeah. So we talk about dating.
Yeah.
How do you, cause me and my group chat, we, you know, we be having conversations or whatever, but I seen somebody post about making lingerie private again, and y'all like females posting half naked pictures or whatever on social media. But I said that, I mean, females can't really get mad if a guy come in your inbox on 10 because look how you're portraying yourself on social media. So my thing is, don't put nothing out on social media if you don't want to receive it.
100%.
Like, everything's not meant for social media.
No, I agree. And I don't think people should address anything unless you're addressing the proper person. I used to say that on Facebook. Like, y'all getting mad when people heart your wife's picture, but she in her underwear. Like, make it make sense. Who are we really upset with? Why are you mad at me? I mean, I'm just trying to read the signals. I'm confused. The best way I can put it is it just looks sleazy. It looks cheap. Like, most men, they don't like that shit. You look like used goods. You don't look like something. You don't look like a trophy. And niggas like trophies. They want their woman to be special. They don't want something everybody had. That's just men. Because we're very simple. We're complex in ways, but overall, we're simple in what we want.
No, y'all really are.
A lot of women online was speaking for men. A lot of women's perceptions of men came from a woman. That's the problem.
I'll give you that.
You don't know what the fuck she's talking about. Like you said, men haven't had the platform. So how's all this shit out there that we've said and we ain't even had no platform to talk?
I'll give you that because until I talk to my brothers and my homies, they like broke it down and put me on nigga game and nigga math. I'm like, yeah, all right, you're right. Because y'all really don't want shit for real.
Most men just want the woman to be happy, but that's why there's this epidemic. That's how men started realizing there's a lot of unhappy women. And men don't know what to do with that. They don't know how to fix it, so they feel obsolete. And niggas want to feel useful. They don't want to feel like they're just taking up space. And most women going to remind them they just taking up space when they get upset enough. These niggas have been through a lot. And they've had too much insecurity to deal with it. You feel me? It's uncomfortable. But they got to deal with it. Like you said, it goes both ways. You got to start that healing journey before you want to date or do anything. You got to know yourself. Because if you don't know yourself, they're going to be guessing on how to appease you. And then pretty soon it's going to burn them out. Or most people, shit, they're just going to walk away in the beginning. Like, nah, you got that. I'm cool. Can't even afford therapy right now. I'm just going to go ahead and block you.
You're childish. You know what
I mean? But that's our growth. This is why I mean so many people are disconnected with dating and love because they're not looking at love from that perspective. They only look at love and dating from them getting what they want. But they don't look at the journey of it. You got to find a lot of people that ain't for you before you find who is.
Or they're looking at love on how they were loved as a child.
Hell yeah, that's most people. That's why I'm in the spirituality. Like, that's why I do magic. Cause I had to change what I thought love was to start doing something different with it. And then when it started working for me is I just started seeing love in everything. Cause I remember as a child, just in the media and the government and was telling you like there ain't no love, you know, the world's cold and the world don't want you. That's just partly true. You feel me? But once we want ourselves, once we love ourselves, then you want it. You loved. And that got to be that first step because sometimes the world do turn its back on you and you can't be feeling you can't be alone and feeling lonely. You dig? You can be alone, but you shouldn't feel lonely because you got you. And once I bettered my relationship with myself, I was a better partner just around the board.
Yeah, that's
in
why
ways that I didn't even know I wasn't being my best. You know what I mean?
That's why I said you have to heal and you have to respect yourself and love yourself in order for somebody else to respect and love you, because If they you don't love yourself, how the fuck do you expect for a nigga to love, how do you expect for somebody else to love yourself?
Right.
Because you gotta teach that person too how to love you. And if you don't know how do you expect them to know how?
And I feel like when they engage in that, they're trying to get you to love them out of their hurt. And that shit don't work. You gotta heal it. Can't
Yeah,
nobody
hurt
love
and
you
heal
enough
don't
to
mix.
feeling better from your life. Cause you gotta go back to your life eventually. They're gonna have to go back to their house. You gotta go back to your life. So it's like love your life up front. And that's gonna take us to places we never thought we can go. And to me, that's love. It's the unknown. It's not what you think it's gonna be. It's you learning to love and enjoy the things that you never could even imagine yourself doing. You know what I mean? And only a fool is
That's
going
why
to
I
try to
call
do all that shit
everything an
alone.
interview. That's why I call everything an interview process.
And it's all we've been doing life, but a lot of us is hurting because we ain't been giving ourselves credit for our wins in the part of life that we've been doing well. We've just been focused on how we've been failing, mostly in relationships. That's
Yeah,
what we base
but
a lot of what we think and what we believe off of those failed relationships. You know what I
yeah,
mean? But I
but
choose to focus
also
on how they help me grow. Shit.
but I don't think people respect boundaries when it comes to relationship either. Like your
Yeah.
partner's boundaries.
Yeah. And I'm gonna play devil's advocate. I don't think the partner always voices their boundaries.
That is
You gotta
true.
speak your boundaries. A lot of people just
Like
wanna
you have to let
kinda
them know your
they
likes and
wanna kinda
dislikes.
hint at their boundary. Like, nah, you gotta speak, you gotta say what it is. For yourself and for them to hear.
No facts. I
You
agree
know what I
100%.
mean? Because I was that person too when I was younger. It's like, all right, hope they get it. Leaving hints. And you can't be mad when they don't get it. Some people pick up on it, but most people ain't gonna be like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Just tell me. And I think those are healthy practices for our relationships, learning to speak up, because then you can use that superpower in your life. I mean, that's why our relationships are so substantial, because you getting so much. But I think they relationships falter so much because people not giving each other their flowers. They only nitpicking what's going wrong.
And they're also draining at times.
Yeah.
It's like a like relationship is a second job, a part-time job.
Hell yeah! I hear so many people say that to me when they get out of certain relationships. They like, damn, like. You act like I ain't doing shit right. Why are you still here? Like, why are you messing with me? It's like
That's why I'm
everything you
like,
said, think about me is a complaint. Like, why are you here? It sounds
yeah, dead
terrible.
ass.
If I was you, I would
No,
have
for real. Why are
left.
you here?
You ain't got
No,
nowhere to
dead ass.
go. Like, what's going on? But that'd be their trauma. That'd be people been talking to them like that their whole life. You know what I mean? That's why you gotta
Okay,
deal
so
with that shit.
let's get to it.
Yeah.
Let's break down. We talked about the bad in relationships.
Yeah.
What is your let's see. Let's tap into some other areas of relationships.
Okay. We
Give
can
me a
talk
minute.
about
I'm thinking a minute.
why we enjoy relationships.
Okay.
You got some
Let's
things in
talk about it.
that area? She said, I gotta think about mine.
I like having a person. I like having a person, like my own person to go to and just talk to, or I like being my safe haven. Like when all the shit is wrong, I can just go, like lay in the arms, lay next to them, and just forget about everything for the time being.
Okay. So you like companionship.
Yeah, we can say yeah. I like companionship. I do
Oh,
like
that's what
companionship.
most people
It's like
doing instead of
a
relationships. They didn't switch to companionship.
yeah, but I do like companionship. And then I like being in my soft era, or my feminine. What are y'all calling it these days?
It's your soft
My
air
feminine
thug.
era, or whatever else. Yeah,
Yeah,
whatever.
men
Niggas
don't really
been
use the
saying
word
something else about
feminine.
me.
We just say soft.
Domestic. Domestic. I like being domestic. I'll give you that.
Hell yeah, you've
No
been
offense.
gentrified. But you always been like this.
Don't do too much.
You just had to have your hot girl summer.
Don't do
you had
too
to
much.
Have your young hot girl summer
talking
first.
Too much. Talking
they
too
already
much.
Know you got a monitor. You been old your whole life. Domestic. They think you got a white picket fence right now around your house.
I do actually, but that's not the point.
I'm sure you do. But that's good for you. I think these are what falls in like the laws of attraction. This is how you're gonna start attracting, you know what I mean, people who go after stuff like that. And a lot of times we were attracting the people we were because of how we was living.
Because I'm not even gonna lie, like part of me do like want to be in a relationship because I do just want to, you know, I like making lunches and cooking and shit. Like I became a mom and got soft as fuck out here. And beat your ass. But
oh, God.
Yeah, like I like that. I'm in that area. I'm in that zone right now. Like that's what keeps
that's
me happy right now
you.
Is cooking and baking.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, not too much because I still whoop that ass out here. But
so then I feel like what I'm hearing is women want to be appreciated.
We definitely want to be appreciated. I'm not saying like it had to be like grand gestures or anything like that. Just like a random text, a thank you, just something that acknowledged like, oh, I see what you're doing. I see you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like y'all want to be acknowledged and appreciated. You know, give the energy you put out there. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
Also, I feel like with mine,
mm-hmm.
one of my love languages words are affirmations.
Yeah,
so
that's
that falls
one
into
most
that areas. Area for me.
Mm-hmm. Which makes a lot of sense. You know what I mean? And I feel like this is where we're working to get to as people. Stop coming together to talk about our differences, but talking about things we relate in, things we like to do and doing those things. Yeah. So I think we all just spent a lot of time not knowing what was going on. And now that we got more experience, we done learned a thing or two. I think it's time we ready for a new life, a new start.
Yeah. But
redefine.
So what do you do if your partner's not growing with you though?
I think you gotta take a break. Whatever that means for y'all. I know some people live together, it's not that simple. But you gotta take some type of break. You gotta step back from whatever.
Let me get back to this motherfucking camera. So you're saying you believe in breaks?
Now I do, yes. Absolutely. I think those are acts of love, like getting to the point where you're willing to try anything to make it work. Looking for reasons it won't work.
I'm not gonna say that because that's messy as fuck.
I think everything else is situational. Every person, obviously, but no.
And every break is different.
But some people,
I feel like if it's meant to be, if y'all meant to be, then y'all come. I'm a true believer in it. If it's meant to be, y'all come back around.
Yeah,
but
same.
A break. I'll be like, I ain't gonna lie. That be the little girl in me being looking like, girl, no, out the camera.
But if it's meant to be, why care? Just take your break.
I took a break and I got saved.
Oh.
But that was a different type of break. That was a situationship, so that don't work out. But
yeah, that ain't no break.
It was a break. But
that was a pause.
That was a break. Yeah, we can say pause. But I like,
cancel
I
subscription if you want to subscribe again. Just call us.
But I believe in breaks.
That's monthly game.
Like okay. Not too much. I believe in breaks, but I don't believe in breaks. I just feel like A break can break or make you, in my personal opinion.
That's why y'all need it.
Because in a break, yeah, it's going to be trying to grow, figure out what you really want. But I just, it's just something about a break that don't sit right in me, with me. But I do believe in, like, sometimes you do need that break to figure out if this is really what you want. But the,
that's why I think you need the girl in me
be like, fuck that motherfucking break, nigga. You got me fucked up. Ain't no motherfucking break.
Somewhere there's a man that wants to nurture that.
Yeah.
But
so it's like,
man, it seems crazy.
I agree, but I disagree. It's like the little devil and the angel on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But the girl in me got me fucked up.
Hey, it be like that sometimes, though. Nah, I just.
But I don't know.
It's circumstantial.
It's hard. Like,
most people wouldn't get a break.
Yeah.
I would just cut it off.
But
because she, I always weigh everything.
Because to me, I'm the type of female. Maybe a break, that means we broke up. That means you're done. Break is breakup in my world. Like, that just means breakup in my world.
So what if they say, let's just take a step back?
Step back from fucking what?
Clearly, yeah, whatever y'all doing, because they got y'all here. This is talking about breaks.
This ain't a fucking diving board. Just what we stepping back for. But I mean,
I think sometimes people just people. Everybody's growing at a different rate. So when you've been with somebody a long time, y'all gonna both be at different points than when y'all started out. You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people can't live with. That's why they want to keep people where they are.
Sometimes you do grow. You're part of a.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I feel like it's based on too where we are, you know what I mean, in our journeys. Sometimes we're trying to get further ahead than what we're ready for and what the universe has set up for us. So I think this is where you get just having an open mind in every situation. You know what I mean? Not having any expectations, but just going in with an open mind and seeing how that goes. So this has been fun. We went in for a strong hour, and we definitely about to wrap this baby up. This is what we're going to be doing from now on, y'all. We're going to be here every single night. Shry's over there being a mom. Bonneted on. And this was fun. I like this. I feel like this is definitely a late night show. We're going to get some guests up in here. And we're going to be cutting up. So I hope y'all keep tuning in. Because we're going to be coming. I think Wednesdays is our day now. We're going to come at y'all Wednesdays. And it's going to be real laid back vibes. We laid back people. Okay. Straight mommy mode. So if y'all want to follow us, the social media handles is right on the screen. Miss Sherrard Louise over there on Instagram. I'm Good Life Russ on Instagram. Y'all have been amazing. Keep tuning in. Yeah, this is about to be a vibe.